This video is made possible by Walking Dead: No Man's Land, the official mobile game of AMC's The Walking Dead. Download and play the game for free using the link in the description below, and stay tuned for more info. Zombies are perhaps the most iconic monsters from film and media over the past several years. They're so prevalent, in fact, that even the Center for Disease Control maintains a page dedicated to giving advice on how to survive a hypothetical zombie apocalypse. As unlikely as this may be, the thought process of creating your own zombie survival strategy has always been interesting to me, so let's try and figure out where the safest place to be on Earth would be in the event that zombies leave the world of fiction and enter into reality. First, a few assumptions. If a zombie outbreak were to happen, it would probably originate in a major city somewhere and begin infecting people in urban areas first. Second, we're going to assume that zombies are like those in The Walking Dead, dumb and not able to swim very well in the water. Obviously, if the outbreak begins in a major city, you would want to flee to an area more rural first. Any downtown area or place where a lot of people live should be avoided at all costs. Geography is going to be your best friend in this event, so where is a place that's not only easy to defend against attackers, but also has enough resources to be self-sufficient? The tops of mountains or hills are obvious first choices, but the problem with those is that they're surrounded by land, and that means that if you're on the same continent where the outbreak originated in, it's only going to be a matter of time until the zombies arrive at your front door. If you live by the coast, a better and more obvious choice would be just taking a boat and sailing it out onto the ocean, but you would eventually have to stop back on land at some point for supplies, and that inevitably leaves you vulnerable to an attack. So how about just sailing your boat to a remote uninhabited island somewhere far away from any possible outbreak? There may be as many as 2 million uninhabited islands scattered across the world's oceans and lakes, so there's plenty of options to choose from, including Devon Island in Canada, which has a population of zero and is about the same size as Croatia. The problem with an uninhabited island, however, is that there's no infrastructure currently in place. You need to have shelter, food, and water, so you would need to either bring it all with you, be skilled enough to acquire it all, or be lucky enough to just stumble into some of it. One island, or sort of island, I guess, that in my opinion is the best place in the entire world to be at during a zombie apocalypse is right here, 1 kilometer off the coast of Normandy in France. Getting here might be difficult if you live outside of Europe, and if that's the case, well, good luck out there. But if you're in Europe, this is probably where you want to head to. It's called Mont Saint-Michel. You may have seen something similar to it in a Lord of the Rings movie, and it checks nearly every zombie-proof criteria that you could ever think of. First off, the island is home to an extremely fortified castle on top of a hill 92 meters above sea level. During high tide, the ocean surrounds the island and castle walls. There is a bridge that was built in 2014 that connects the island to the mainland, but you could always just blow this up to ensure that the island remains untouchable by zombies during the high tide. During low tide, however, the beach around the castle becomes exposed and allows people, or zombies, to walk directly between the island and the mainland. At first glance, this seems to be like a weakness, but it actually allows for easy access to the surrounding land for supplies by the survivors inside. The surrounding meadows is considered a very rich area for grazing sheep, and even if you don't feel like leaving the safety of the castle walls, there's a garden inside that can allow it to remain relatively self-sufficient. You would only really need to patrol the walls during low tide, but even then, the zombies would struggle to scale up the hills and the walls that surround the island on all sides. Whenever the tide comes back in, it would simply sweep away all the zombie attackers with them, which would allow you and the other survivors inside to live pretty secure and comfortable. The French defenders in Mont Saint-Michel managed to hold out for the entire duration of the 100 Years' War against England, despite vastly inferior numbers, just because it's really hard to attack. An attacker only has a limited amount of time to attack each day before the tide comes in and forces them back or drowns them, and an attacking zombie army would probably be more stupid than a medieval English army. So there you go. I just don't see any way that you could fail at holding off a horde of zombie attackers in this castle. Geography is almost always the most powerful weapon that humans can use if used wisely. But if you'd like to actually experience a world where zombies are terrifyingly real, then you should check out Walking Dead: No Man's Land next, the official mobile game of AMC's The Walking Dead. It's a turn-based action strategy game with its own unique storyline online where you fight off hordes of walkers with all of your favorite heroes, including Daryl, Rick, Michonne, and more. As a fan of the show, the biggest thing I love about this game is the set of 8 unique missions based off the last 8 episodes that aired in Season 8 that offer a different perspective into the events that happened on the show. In addition, Ezekiel's loyal companion and bodyguard, Jerry, joins the cast of other heroes for you to experience in No Man's Land. The best part, though, is that everyone who downloads the game between now and December 30th will get a pretty cool special reward. You get to unlock Negan to your team for free. You can download the game for free from the App Store or Google Play using the link in the description below. So if you're a fan of the show or the graphic novel, why not give it a chance and experience the storyline from a different perspective? I wish you all a Merry Christmas in a few days' time, and thank you so much for watching. You guys are all what makes real life lore possible, and I'm looking forward to another new year to experience with all of you. Cheers.